Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for the best of speed jokes. You send jokes in all week long to John Williams at WGNradio.com. And we tell them Monday through Thursday. On Friday, we like to see if we can find the very best one. Here's joke of the week number one. Hey, guess who I bumped into today on the way to the optometrist?
Who?
Everyone. Dave, you weren't here for all of this week.
Right.
But Andy did well. He was a nice substitute. But he was no sheepdog now, was he? We'll get to that in a minute.
What do you mean?
Did you hear Lisa Dent's impersonation of you impersonating a sheepdog?
No, I did not.
She said she was listening, and after you did it, she found herself driving in the car talking like a dog, which maybe a lot of us did. Here's joke of the week number two.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray the desk sergeant at a police station, and John Williams will star as a citizen after a recent crime.
Officer, I was doing CrossFit on the night in question.
Sir, you're not even a suspect.
Right, but I just wanted you to know I was doing CrossFit on the night of the crime. Joke of the week number three. To this date, nobody really knows how the fire started at Notre Dame Cathedral, but Quasimodo has a hunch. Hey, if my mom's listening to the radio, not radio right now, turn it off. Here's joke of the week number four. I was snooping through my mom's things, and I came across a whip, mask, and handcuffs. I cannot believe my mom is a superhero. Some people Wow, Mom, cool. My mom's not a... She doesn't have handcuffs, and not that I know of. Maybe she does. Joke of the week number six. Some people proclaim that their wedding day was the happiest day of their lives. These are people who obviously never had two candy bars fall out of the vending machine at the same time. So true. Here's the next joke of the week. My fitness trainer asked me what kind of squat I was going to do today, and I said diddly. I was... Joke of the week number seven. I was overserved this weekend at my class reunion.
Really? When could you tell?
Well, when I walked across the gym floor to get another drink, I won the dance contest. Hey. I have in my mind when I hear that joke, Steve Martin doing his wild and crazy guy. Joke of the week number eight. There are two types of people in the world, those who proofread their posts and those who do. Joke of the week number number nine. I found it interesting and just a bit confusing to learn that the Flat Earth Society has members around the globe. Take that, Flat Earthers. Number 10, a man with two left feet goes into a shoe store and says, do you sell flip-flips? Number 11, please. Everybody knows Alan Turing cracked the Enigma codes. But nobody seems to know his sister, Kate, who provided drinks, snacks, and sandwiches for him and his colleagues. And you got it. Took Andy about 3 or 4 minutes, and then he finally checked in with that. Remember, one of the three rules of speed jokes is we don't explain the jokes. Not that you needed help with that one. Here's joke of the week number. What are we on here, Producer Pete? Number 12. Dave, yes. I went to a college for aquatic mammals.
How'd you do?
Graduated with otters. Joke of the week number 13.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a sheep dog, and John Williams will star as a sheep. Can't wait.
I don't like it. You're too controlling.
What do you mean I'm... What do you mean I'm too controlling?
I'm sorry. I don't like it. You're too controlling.
What do you mean? I'm too controlling.
You heard me. He never disappoints, does he, Steve?
Nah. Classic. Classic.
Joke of the week number 14. Dave,
yes.
How'd your doctor's appointment go?
The doctor said that I have tendonitis.
Oh, I have tinnitus, too.
No, I said tendonitis.
What? Gotcha. And finally, hey guys, everybody remembers I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty. But no one remembers I May Adjust My Stance If You Have a Convincing Argument by his cousin, Tom Reasonable.